with a free AC inspection.
Well, at 4:30, as we take a look at all the traffic cams posted all over southern Nevada, it seems like the heaviest flows right now are on the Beltway, the 215 westbound at Valley Verde, eastbound 215 at St. Rose. A little slowing as you work your way through there. 215 north at Pebble, ditto on that. No restrictions as you work through the Spaghetti Bowl on the 95 or on the 15. You will touch the brakes, though, 515 eastbound at Main. And there's some residual slowing there, those merging from 15 north to go 515 east. 15 north at Lake Mead, some slow flows as you work through there. And remember, construction on Charleston at Lamb.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The next step in the Las Vegas Raiders really becoming the Las Vegas Raiders has happened as the team facility in Henderson has officially opened up as head coach John Gruden, his staff, and other front office individuals were able to start their work in the facility yesterday. The rest of the NFL had been working in their team facilities ever since the NFL had allowed facilities to reopen. But as the Raiders still had some of their operations in California, and as the facility in Henderson was not quite done, everybody was still working remotely. But now the Henderson facility is open for business, and people are working out of that building. This sports flash driven by Jeep brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Rusty Wallace here for Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief. This pain cream is the official pain cream of NASCAR for a reason. It works fast, and you won't stink. There's no messy, greasy, nasty feel or any stinging or burning here. This is pure pain relief. Don't run your engine on Octane 89. Get the good stuff and meet me in Victory Lane. Blue Emu works fast, and you won't stink.
Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief, the official pain relief cream of NASCAR.
Hey, save that bee. It's National Pollinator Week.
Did you know pollinators are more than just honeybees? Did you know 1 in 3 bites of food is made possible by pollinators? That's why Prairie View A&M Cooperative Extension is prepping for pollinators this week. Identify your backyard pollinators, take photos, and plant flowers to help them thrive. Visit agnearme.com. That's agnearme.com. To download our pollinator prep guide today. Let's get prepping for National Pollinator Week.
This is Heidi Harris for Boss Security Screens. You know, especially with the way things are now, I was looking into a way to make my home even more secure, and I found these Boss Security Screens. They're amazing. They're so tough, they're guaranteed to prevent break-ins and forced intrusions, but they're very easy for you to get out if there's an emergency in your home, right? How great is that? People can't see in, but you can see out. They're beautiful. And the most important thing is criminals are looking for easy access. And if they can't get into your home instantly, they're going to move on. That's what you want. And with Boss Security Screens, that's what you'll have. Secure your home today. Get a free estimate and receive $1,000 off installation. Visit BossSecurityScreens.com. That's B-O-S-S, BossSecurityScreens.com. Or call 702-637-0255. BossSecurityScreens.com or 702-637-0255. BossSecurityScreens.com. That's BossSecurityScreens.com.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour is brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and the wide variety of the latest e-bikes, the electric bikes. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. I've been pitching, and by the way, the president's still speaking. He's been going on a while. Is this going to be another one of those two-hour speeches? Don't know, but it looks like he may be headed in that direction. I promise I'd let you hear Anthony Fauci. Let's go to cut two, because he testified before a House subcommittee earlier today in our nation's capital, and he addressed that issue about the joke that the president supposedly made, kind of a tongue-in-cheek, well, we need less testing, not more testing. Dr. Fauci said expect more, not less testing. He was on with Chairman Frank Pallone of New Jersey. This is Dr. Anthony Fauci earlier today in our nation's capital.
It really is a mixed bag. We have a very large country, very heterogeneous, major differences, for example, between the New York metropolitan area and Casper, Wyoming. If you look at how we've been hit badly. I mean, anybody who looks at the numbers, we've had now over 120,000 deaths and we've had 2.5 million infections. So it's a serious situation. In some respects, we've done very well. Right now, for example, the New York metropolitan area, which has been hit extraordinarily hard, has done very well in bringing the cases down and using the guidelines that we have very carefully put together in a stepwise fashion to try and carefully reopen their city and their state. However, in other areas of the country, we're now seeing a disturbing surge of infections that looks like it's a combination, but one of the things is an increase in community spread. And that's something that I'm really quite concerned about that. And you know that this has been something that's been in the press over the past couple of days. We were going down from 30,000 to 25 to 20. And now we sort of stayed about flat. And now we're going up. A couple of days ago, there were 30,000 new infections. That's very troublesome to me. The way you address that, and I've said this over and over again, is you have to have the manpower, the system, the testing to identify, isolate, and contact trace in an effective way so that when you see those increases, you can understand where they're coming from and you can do something about them. Right now, the next couple of weeks are going to be critical in our ability to address those surgings that we're seeing in Florida, in Texas, in Arizona, and in other states. They're not the only ones that are having a difficulty. Bottom line, Mr. Chairman, it's a mixed bag. Some good, and some now we have a problem with.
All right, now I'm going to have to ask about the president because you talked about testing and how important it is, and I, you know, Admiral Girard and I know how important it is. At his rally over the weekend, the president said, and I quote, when you do testing to that extent, you're going to find more people, you're going to find more cases. So I said to my people, slow the testing down, please, unquote. And this morning he said he meant this. So, Dr. Fauci, do you agree with that? Does it make sense that to safely open our economy, we should be limiting the number of tests rather than ensuring that anyone who needs a test can get one? And you don't have to mention the president. I did. But tell us about the testing. And your microphone is on.
Sorry. I, as a member of the task force and my colleagues on the task force, to my knowledge, I know for sure, but to my knowledge, none of us have ever been told to slow down on testing. That just is a fact. In fact, we will be doing more testing, as you've heard from Admiral Girard, not only testing to specifically identify people in the identify, isolate, and contact trace, but also much more surveillance if you want to get your arms around and understand exactly what's going on in community spread. So it's the opposite. We're going to be doing more testing, not less.
So there you have it. Dr. Anthony Fauci says we're going to have more testing, not less testing. So the president may have just been tongue-in-cheek talking about that. Something that makes me really angry. It makes me angry when the fake news media refuses to actually engage with people on the right. It's almost as if they can shout us down, and thus they win the argument. When the fact is that that's not really what is true. A great example of that was earlier today on CNN. Did you catch this? This is Brianna Keeler, one of their anchors, and Tim Murtaugh, who is a member of the communications department at the White House. And they got in this nasty argument about crowd size. Give a listen. This is, by the way, cut number 4. This is Brianna Keeler with Tim Murtaugh of White House fame. And here's what it sounded like. It got nasty.
President Trump's weekend rally had fewer than 6,200 people in attendance, according to the Tulsa, Oklahoma Fire Department. That's certainly a good showing for your run-of-the-mill campaign rally, but this event was certainly not billed as such. The campaign said that more than 1 million people had registered to attend. Campaign chief Brad Parscale claimed 100,000 Trump supporters would be there. They had made plans for a massive overflow area, and that overflow area was completely empty, as were entire sections inside the BOK Center. Now, sources say President Trump is very upset about the crowd size and that the format of future rallies is now in question. I want to bring in Trump campaign communications director Tim Murtaugh, who is joining me now. Tim, how did your campaign get the attendance numbers so wrong here?
Well, first, we know how many people came through the magnometers that are operated by the Secret Service, and it was 12,000. So the fire marshal's number was wrong. And Ryan Nobles, one of your reporters, was inside the arena with us, and he could tell you that the lower bowl of the arena was full, and that's 9,000 all by itself. So the fire marshal's number is wrong. But let's remember what happened.
But that's still 988,000 less than what the million you were...
I hear you. I'm not finished yet. Let's remember that for more than a week leading up to the rally, your network and indeed the entirety of the mainstream news media were telling all Americans that a Trump rally is just about the most dangerous place you could be, not only because of the coronavirus, but also because of the threat of violent protests outside. And in fact, then the mayor of Tulsa issued a statement earlier in the week that said that he had information that organized outside groups were coming in to cause trouble. People, businesses in downtown Tulsa had boarded up their windows. It really looked like a war zone. And so people were scared away. And I think the fact that 12,000 people decided to show up anyway is quite an achievement. And President Trump, when he got out on the stage, the first thing he said was, "You're all warriors." 12,000 people, by the way, is approximately 11,990 more people than Joe Biden had at his last event. So the enthusiasm gap between President Trump supporters and Joe Biden's campaign is real, and it is wide.
That's Tim Murtaugh. He is a member of the communications department of the White House. And you know what? I love it when these people on CNN and MSNBC and NBC News, they come all loaded for bear. And then just with just one little factoid, they end up having to eat their lunch. I just love that. Don't touch that dial. If you missed Dinesh D'Souza, he was on with us earlier. He is a best-selling author. I'll let you hear a clip from that interview earlier today, right here. Yeah. Dinesh D'Souza, he kind of handicaps the presidential campaign. What does he expect in November? We'll talk about that. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. We survived. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24/7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect the past 30 years. But now, Governor Sisolak says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. Best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play on one of 15 machines while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So at Ichabod's Lounge, you can still have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Have fun at Ichabod's Lounge.
Fact over fiction.
And if we didn't do what we did, that number of 100 per day would have kept going up. That's why we did what we did. Did it work? You're darn right it worked.
AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas weather is starting to heat up, and Meineke has hot deals for you, like a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection. And remember, Meineke always has free towing to your nearest care center. Visit your local Meineke today.
Hi, this is Ray DiNardi from Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas. The state of Nevada has deemed auto sales to be an essential business, so our showroom, parts, and service departments are open to meet your needs Monday through Friday. We are taking extraordinary measures to protect you and our employees. However, to make your vehicle buying experience safe and easy, we encourage you to make your purchase on FindleyJoyDrive.com. We even offer home or curbside delivery to minimize personal contact.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour brought to you by SRT Special Services. In the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Now, if your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Call right now and get information. Make your business safer. 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. If you missed the early part of our show today, you missed a lot of good stuff. You got to listen to the full 3 hours. Or check in at kevinwallradio.com and click on our archive, where if you missed an interview, you can go back through and say, hey, I want to go back to the 3 o'clock hour on Tuesday. Because Dinesh D'Souza, best-selling author, was on, and he was absolutely spellbinding. One thing I had him do was essentially go through the upcoming presidential race, and he forecasted a Trump victory and a successful campaign, and he told us how he was going to do it. Here it is.
Well, I think Trump is going to run on two sides. On the economic side, he's going to say, listen, guess who was building the economy before the kind of coronavirus storm hit? I was. Guess who can do it again? And this time, you know, Obama can't jump up like a jack-in-the-box and claim credit. Trump can do it. That's the economic side. The other side of it is who stands between the American people on the one hand and the kind of mayhem and lawlessness and destruction that is going on apparently with the tacit approval of the Democratic Party. Trump is the guy who's standing in between those two. So if you want to live in the kind of society that we see in New York now, I mean, New York's going back to the 1970s. Criminal gangs roaming the streets, no cops to be seen anywhere. You call 911, nobody answers. I mean, do even Democrats want to live in that America? I don't think so.
Well, this is going to be interesting because you've got people right now today that are counting this president out. But not Dinesh D'Souza. And to me, the message is so simple. He's been doing it for the last 2 hours in Phoenix, Arizona. He is up over, I believe he is over 2 hours in length. Could Joe Biden do a speech like this? Somehow I don't think so. Suffice to say, Dinesh D'Souza was absolutely spellbinding. I urge you to go to our website tomorrow and download the interview. The interview was really, I was not very good. He was brilliant. And it's the way it usually is when Dinesh D'Souza and myself get together. Coming up, I've just about had it when it comes to this tearing down statues thing, whether it be the Hey Reb or otherwise. Now, the Hey Reb stuff, if the university makes a decision, that's fine. But what you're seeing on other college campuses is literally ropes being put around the neck of statues and being dragged down and broken up into 1,000 pieces. That, ladies and gentlemen, is wrong. There is no excuse for that kind of thing. There just isn't. And the president talked about this the other day. Can we go to cut five real quick? Let's see if we can squeeze this in. This was the president on Monday, yesterday. I get a sense he's like me in the sense that enough is enough when it comes to tearing down statues and essentially tearing down American history. Listen to this.
We have to remember the heritage, the culture of our country. And, you know, this is less important, but it's very important. Some of the things that they're trying to destroy are magnificent pieces of art. And they're ripping down things. They have no idea what they're ripping down. But they started off with the Confederate, and then they go to Ulysses S. Grant. Well, what's that all about?
He's right. He is absolutely right. Take a quick break. When we come back, we'll preview what's going to be a lively 5 o'clock hour, because guess who's going to be on? Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. We'll find out what's on her mind. I'll bet you she'll have something to say about this craziness of tearing down statues. I'm done with it. I'm over it. Let's put some of these people in jail. When I was growing up, they had a group called the Rat Pack in my neighborhood, and they were just a bunch of kids. But they would vandalize schools. They'd spray paint, you know, on school doors and things like that. And eventually the cops said, we're going to start enforcing vandalism laws. And these kids ended up going to juvie. Maybe we need to do the same thing now with these young adults. We'll talk about that more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
He's tearing off America's politically correct blindfold. America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What if you could heal 5 times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now have made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. We are thrilled to announce that we have a new piece of equipment specific to helping the brain heal from depression, anxiety, and brain injury. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Call PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIBCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIBCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIBCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIBCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Coming up at the top of the hour, I'm so excited when Megan Barth comes on because we always have so much fun. But I know that she will always come loaded for bear. She doesn't let the left bully her at all. And in fact, she will stand her ground. She will argue until she's blue in the face. No, she's that good. Megan Barth will join us. Also coming up in our next hour, Joni Ernst is a senator from Iowa. She is known as an endangered species. She is a Republican conservative woman who is running for re-election in Iowa. There are some that think she might be vulnerable, but she has had it with these lynchings, if you will, of statues. This what's going on right now around the country is wrong, and the president has promised to rein that in with executive orders. I can't wait. Stick around. More to do as we continue broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Summer is coming, and so are those high power bills. Astronomical bills, usually due to an inefficient air conditioner. upgrade to a high SEER air conditioner from Home Air Conditioning. Those old R22 units are not getting any younger, and they're costing you plenty. Cool your home for less. Call Danny at Home Air Conditioning to schedule an appointment at your convenience anywhere in the valley. Home Air Conditioning, 702-878-8367. 702-878-8367. License number 51994.
Would you like an air conditioning technician instead of a salesman?
Afraid you're about to overpay for that air conditioner from that national chain?
Then you need to call Home Air Conditioning for your new, quiet, and energy-efficient air conditioning system. And if you need service and repair, they fix it right the first time. License number 51994. Call Danny for your quote over the phone at 878-8367. That's 878-8367. Online at homeairlv.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Trump addressed a crowd this afternoon of young Republicans at a Phoenix megachurch.